Thanks for joining us for another awesome message from C3 Church Toronto. Our heart is that these podcasts would be a tool that helps you connect to God. If you need more info on our church, check out our website at www.c3toronto.com. Now grab a coffee and prepare your heart for a powerful word from God.
If you don't know me, I am Katie. I'm one of your campus pastors here, along with my husband, Jerry, who you heard from earlier. And it's our honor to serve with Pastor Sam and Pastor Jess, our fearless leaders. And I'm so excited to be speaking on Remembrance Day. Today, I am remembering my grandfather, Private Jack Baldry. He fought in the war for 4 years. He had the opportunity to come home, and he didn't. He said, I want to stay here because this is the best time of my life, which is really incredible. But I think it all has to do with what Pastor Jess said, that he's got that fight in him. And he knew he needed to fight for me, his future granddaughter, and for everyone in Canada. So I thank him and I thank any of our soldiers who have fought for us. And I'm so excited also to be speaking on Baptism Sunday. Oh! We have all of our people that are going to be getting baptized down here in their all-in t-shirts. And I really can't explain how excited I am about baptism. So pictures speak 1,000 words, so I made one for you. So there it is. So if anyone's listening, there's a meme of me crying at a wedding. And it says, stranger gets baptized and I cry anyway. So if I don't know you and you're getting baptized, I wore my waterproof mascara for you, because I will be crying. Let's jump into the Word of God. I've got a message to share with you today. I'm going to be speaking from John 10, verse 9 and 10. And it says, this is Jesus speaking, I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me will be saved or will live. He will come in and he will go out freely and will find pasture. The thief or enemy comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. But I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance or have it to the full. And so even though we're just starting, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes all across this room. Everyone close your eyes. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life to the full. So my question to you is, what does your full life look like? And do you believe that you're living your full life? And if you're not, what's stopping you? So let's keep that question on our mind as we pray. Lord, thank you so much that none of us are here by accident, that every single filled seat in this auditorium has a purpose. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to help me to deliver your message today. I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room, so we acknowledge that you're here today. And we thank you that you won't leave us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Baptism Sunday, 6 years ago is when I was baptized, August 19th, 2012. I was baptized in the river, the South Saskatchewan River, by a guy named John. He was my John the Baptist. And before that, as I was getting ready to be baptized, I knew about this full life concept, but I felt like it was so far from me. Like, it was on the other side of the glass. I'm here, and there's a revolving door between us. So I'm trying to go through, but what was blocking me was this people-pleasing inadequacy kind of personality. So I'd try to go through, there's full life. Oh, and there's a block because I just let someone down. So I need to go full revolution, get affirmation from people, and then boom, someone lets me down, or I get cheated on, my self-worth depletes. And so go around again, get more affirmation, then boom, something else happens and I feel like a disappointment. And I was holding myself back from this full life. And how many of us go through life feeling inadequate? It's like when we feel inadequate, we immediately forget who God is, what he promises, and who he's made us to be. But I'm here, and I have a mission today to help you remember that there is no revolving door on the way to full life. And the only door, as Jesus says in John 10, 9, is him. And he wants us to walk freely through it, All we need to do is acknowledge that he's the door and it's open for us. And so the title of my message, if you're taking notes, and I hope you are because it'll help you remember, is Remember to Remember. And how appropriate for Remembrance Day. Because most of what I'm going to be telling you, you already know, but we just forget to remember it sometimes. And so today, I want us all to remember it. And speaking of Jesus, and because it's Baptism Sunday, let's read what happened when Jesus was baptized. So turn in your Bibles to Mark 1, verse 9 to 11. And as you turn, I'm taking a pregnancy breathing break. Thank you. I said to someone yesterday, there's a baby the size of a butternut squash in my belly right now. And she's like, oh, GMO or non-GMO? And I'm like, oh my goodness, we live in Toronto. Wow. I think it's non-GMO because she's 14 inches right now and all of those inches are going right up into my lungs. So thank you, Lord. So in Mark 1, it says, in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, at once he saw the heavens being torn open and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, you are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. And so my first point is, remember, you're all in Christ. Okay, when Jesus was baptized, he wasn't doing it from the ankles down or the knees down. He was full on, full immersion, head to toe, covered in water. He was Dunkus Totalis is the scientific term for that, I think. And when we get baptized, we go all in Christ, fully immersed in him. That's what's going to happen when you're baptized, is you go all the way down into the water. And I promise you, if your head doesn't go in, Pastor Jerry will make sure you go a second time. He will make sure you're dunked. And John 10:10 says, Jesus came to give us life to the full. But if we want to get life to the full, we have to give him our full life to redeem. And how many of us trust God to redeem some areas of our lives, but hold on to other areas thinking that we can fix them ourselves? And as I journeyed toward my baptism, this is what I was going through. I realized that I was loving worship, loving the community of church, but when it came to maybe relationships, I was like, God, I'll handle this myself because I got hurt last time, and so I think I know who's best for me next time. So let's not talk about that. Or when it came to affirmation and self-worth, it was like, God, your voice is kind of quiet sometimes. So instead of listening for you, I'd rather just hang out with people who make me feel good about myself. And I'm not going to think about what happens if they let me down. And Pastor Jess gave this awesome illustration at Canada Conference where she was talking about being a loving mother and wanting to give her kids Smarties. And she wants to give them one at a time as they can handle them. But her kids want to have all of the Smarties at once in their hand, and they hold them so tight. But when you hold on to things like that so tight, they just get melted and destroyed, and it's not even enjoyable. So if we just had an open open hand to our loving Father in heaven and trusted that he would give us the Smarties in our time when we need them, it would be a much more enjoyable experience. And how many of us are doing that? We're coming to church and sort of raising our hands in worship, doing whatever, but we're keeping a closed hand on some area. Maybe it's our time. Maybe when I ask you how you're doing, you're like, ooh, I'm busy. I think every single person I talk to in church, when I ask you how you're doing, you're like, ooh, I'm busy. It's been a busy week. And when we think about it, we feel like we're on this hamster wheel, spinning and spinning and spinning and not really getting anywhere. And if we were to ask ourselves deep down, what are we doing? We would realize that we're not actually working to our full potential and not achieving what we know we can achieve. And maybe in that case, God just wants to ask us to open our hand on our time a little bit and give some time to him in prayer, in reading the word, even in serving him. And instead of serving our own lives and choosing to serve his cause, he'll actually unlock something in our lives. Maybe it's our finances. Maybe we're having financial anxiety, and the only way we think we can get over it is to hold on to every last penny. But what he's actually saying is, can you open your hand a little bit, give me 10%, and see how much I bless you from that? The full immersion of water baptism for me meant leaving all of my old ways in the watery grave. It meant coming up out of the water made new in Christ. It meant loosening my grip on those sensitive areas on my life and acknowledging that I trust him to heal them. And that's what it's going to mean for you too. And Jesus came that we may have life to the full, period. Or if you're Australian, full stop. He didn't come that we may have life to the full, except when we see that annoying coworker get the promotion that we should have gotten. Not life to the full, except when we're single and wondering what more we can do to make ourselves attractive to someone. Not life to the full, except when we feel like we've failed at raising our kids and we see them going away we didn't want them to go, wondering what we did and holding that all on our own. I'm sure I can talk to you about that in about 3 months, as soon as my daughter hits the world. He wants us to have life to the full, full stop. But are we willing to give him our full life? Even if we just have a small chip on our shoulder, he wants to mend it. And I ran into that a couple months ago. If you had been in church, you would have seen me in the bathroom covering myself up with cover-up around my eyes because my pregnancy hormones had caused me to develop a rash all around my eyes, and I was red and puffy every single day. And I'm an optometrist by trade, and so I don't really want my patients coming in and seeing Dr. Baldry with demon eyes trying to tell them how to take care of theirs. And so I had tried every serum, every oil, every cream. The best thing that was working for me was stretch mark cream, so I was just baptizing myself in stretch mark cream every night before bed. And I was getting so frustrated, and I finally realized, it was just a couple weekends ago, God, I haven't even talked to you about this. I've been trying to do all the research, I've been trying to go through all my methods, but I haven't even invited you into this situation. And so before I went to bed, I said, Lord, please just take this from me. I'm so sick of waking up with this every day. Will you just help me with this? And it wasn't that the heavens opened right away and a dove ascended on my face and healed me. But I promise you, by the next week, I had forgotten about it. It got so much better. He just wanted me to open my hand a little bit and let him in instead of trying to find the solution myself. And I want to clarify that living that full life that he promises does not mean that we won't lose our job, that bad things won't happen, that relationships won't break up, and that people won't hurt us. But that full life and being all into Christ means he's our first call. It means we abandon our inventory of temporary fix-it solutions and instead dial his number first. And as we call out to him, we wait to hear his voice on the other line. And that brings me to my second point, which is remember his voice. And the reason I talk about voice, there's so much comfort and security that can come from a voice. And I think about it when I think about calling my mom. My parents live in Saskatoon, and I miss them every day. But as soon as I get on the phone and I hear her voice, it immediately feels like home. Even if I don't get to talk to her, I remember her answering machine. I haven't memorized. Hi, sorry I missed your call, but if you leave a message after the beep, we'll call you back as soon as we can. And as soon as I hear that, it's like, oh, there's mom, there's home. There's so much comfort in speaking to someone you love or hearing their voice. But we need to remember that our first parent is God. And God is big. He is not a human being. God in heaven, the creator of the universe, knows us better and loves us more than any human being ever could. In Next Step, Step 3 that we'll be in today, we learn that God creates us with intention, that our personality, our gifts, things we're good at, those are all not by accident. He created us intentionally, knit us together in our mother's womb with a purpose for us. And he loves us, and he gives us the affirmation of his voice to help us remember that. And when Christ got baptized, he hadn't actually done any miracles yet. And you might feel like you haven't done anything spectacular yet with your life either. But before we do anything, when we simply turn to God, acknowledge that He's Father, He turns to us and says, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter, and with you I am well pleased." And you know what? It's actually our privilege as His children to know His voice. It says that in John 10, just before that verse I was reading before. In verse 3-5, it says, "He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. He goes on ahead of them, and His sheep follow Him because they know His voice." And right after that, it says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy." And the voice of the enemy will speak through our circumstances, trying to steal identity from us, trying to kill our vision that we have for ourselves, trying to destroy that full life that God has promised. But when you're all in Jesus and we make God our first call and allow Him to speak into our situation before anyone else, His voice always says, "You are my child and I love you." Before any other voice in the world, He says, "I accept you. The door's wide open. Come in and talk to me." And when you emerge from that water as you're getting baptized, Brooklyn, He's looking at you and saying, "You beautiful girl are my daughter, and with you I am well pleased." And Janine, when you get baptized, He says, "I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you identify with, because you, before anything else, you call yourself mine." And you'll always be able to remember that. And how many of us feel inadequate or stuck in that revolving door, but God is saying, "You are my child, and I accept you, and I approve you." And all we have to do is remember to remember His voice every day, because He's talking. We just have to remember that He's there. And such a good way to do that is to develop a relationship with your Bible. It's the living, breathing Word of God. It's not just something that sits on your bedside table. When we open that book, we allow Him to speak to us, that He always has something to say. And it's so important to do that every single day, because His voice to me, I don't know about you, but to me, it's not a booming voice where the heavens are opening and He's talking to me. It's a whisper. And I remembered that recently when Jerry was in Uganda. Pastor Jerry and Pastor Greg and our interns went to Uganda. They were serving a church over there. It was amazing, and they were having such a good time. But I was here alone. I didn't go. I'm not sad that I didn't go. I love being here with West Campus. But I was hormonal and pregnant, and I went out with some friends, and someone said something completely innocuous, completely harmless, but it just got to me. I'm a sensitive person. It got to me, and I couldn't let it go. And as I was driving home, what I'd usually do is call Jerry. And so I tried, and he was sleeping. But usually when I call him, he's like, "Oh, don't worry about what anyone says. You're perfect. You're beautiful. Look at you. Oh, such a good husband that way." But he wasn't there. He was sleeping, and I was getting upset. I'm like, "Man, Jerry, why are you in a different time zone? Why are you sleeping on me? I need you." And then I hear this voice, the Holy Spirit from God, saying, "I'm still here. I'm in your time zone." And you might feel that way when someone in your life lets you down. Maybe your first call isn't your husband, but it's your mom or your best friend or your coworker that you look forward to seeing on Monday, and they can't help you. It feels like they're sleeping on you. But Jesus will never sleep on you, even if it feels like He is. As soon as you call His name, He's right there. You might feel alone. He's saying, "I'm still here." And maybe that voice of comfort, that person who gives you the security in life, maybe you've lost them. Remembrance Day can be a really hard day for some people. But no matter who we've lost, Jesus is saying, "You haven't lost me. I'm still here. I know you're hurting. Why don't you just talk to me about it? I'd rather help you than just watch you go through this alone." And maybe you're confused about where you ended up in life. You're upset with your job. You're upset with your relationship, finance status, whatever it is. He's saying, "I'm still here. Open up that door and let me in. I want to talk to you." And I want to speak to anyone here who's been relying on themselves or on people in their lives for too long, and one time too many has been let down. I want to encourage you that Jesus is simply waiting for you to remember him, to call out his name, and to let his voice speak healing into your life. I'll ask everyone here for the second time today to close your eyes. I'm going to give you the opportunity to acknowledge that you want to live life fully with Jesus Christ. And if you've never invited him into your life before, this is your moment. You are his child, and he wants to give you life to the full, no matter what you've been trying to hide from him. Or if you've walked with him before, but you feel like you're too distant from him now, this is your moment too. He's saying, I'm still here. I never left. So on the count of three, if you're either of those two types of people, I want you to raise your hand. So one, today is the day. Two, this is you telling God, I want to be all in with you. And three, you can raise your hand in faith.